whether you're talking about the acquisition of IT or public building service, government real estate type of things, sustainability has become something that not just the administration has embraced, but also really a lot of the supplier sector as well.
It's interesting because even the public building service moving from they're now requiring almost gold standards. I mean, they're really pushing the boundaries on this, and therefore that really trickles through all of government.
Trickles through all of government, and it's something that you would think would naturally flow from government, particularly an administration that has the environmental consciousness that this administration has. So that's not tremendously surprising. What is surprising is just how much of a mandate that GSA has made this. I mean, if any time you talk to GSA Administrator Martha Johnson, this is her first, second, and third topic of interest.
Yeah.
The other thing I find interesting about it, though, is that I had expected, Chris, that suppliers to the government, particularly large commercial companies that have their own processes, would probably have run away from this and would have put up some resistance to sustainability. We really haven't seen that. In fact, we've seen a lot of commercial suppliers saying, here's how green I am and here's what I think I can do for you to be more sustainable.
And as you mentioned, this a lot of it, we often talk about the role of leadership. This is an area where Martha Johnson, if you can talk to her for longer than a minute and a half, she's mentioned sustainability at least three times.
Well, that's exactly right. And she kind of kicked this off at the GSA Expo in May of 2010, where she gave a speech in front of over 300 people likening sustainability to GSA's moonshot.
Yeah.
And so that gives you some idea of the relative importance that she places on sustainability in terms of everything that GSA does. They put together a carbon footprint tool, not just for themselves, but for other agencies. They're looking to zero out their agency carbon footprint. So this is really an issue that is permeating every aspect of their type of acquisition.
And she has said her goal is for GSA to have zero carbon footprint. And I know when they had GSA Expo down in Florida, she essentially laid down the rules. We're not renting, and not everyone is renting a car, and they hire buses and took people from to the hotel. And not all of a sudden, it really changed how people even got around.
Well, it changed a lot of things. It certainly changed how people got around, but you're right. I mean, that edict about not renting cars included her senior most staff.
Yeah.
Their career is then political. So, and they were told if they weren't on the bus, then they weren't allowed to expense a cab. So,
yeah. I mean, really remarkable how much it's pervaded. And talk about the acquisition side of this, because I know the Federal Acquisition Service has been working on a number of aspects of making sure that almost if you're green, you get highlighted in terms of federal buys. And if you're not doing green sustainability stuff, you're almost pushed aside a little bit. You're given lesser weight.
Well, you're right. The Federal Acquisition Service has done, I think, a very aggressive job, but a common sense aggressive job in terms of applying sustainability. The first thing they did was they looked at the valid commercial market green and sustainable standards that were already out there, the ones that were recognized across what is for them a very diverse supplier base. And they said, all right, the ones that are really recognized and understood to be their industry standard are going to be the things that we're expecting our suppliers to provide. And they've gone a little bit further. They've said, all right, you can put these recognized certifications on your GSA Advantage listing, for example. So when an agency customer is using that online GSA catalog, they can see, oh, well, these are the five companies that say that they have a green standard that they meet. It's recognized. I understand that as a buyer. And they're encouraged to make the sustainable best value decision, particularly if you have a sixth vendor on Advantage that doesn't have that label next to it. It's something that companies are taking very seriously.
I know this whole sustainability push has created a little bit of concern, undercurrent of concern within GSA. Some people saying, hold on, it's all well and good, but how does this help agencies do their job better? And that's what we're there for. But it seems like that this is going to really be part of certainly 2010 and even into 2011.
Oh, I think that's right, Chris. I don't see this going away at all. If anything, I see the real estate side of this getting to be even more pervasive. The standard that you just alluded to a moment ago is one that recently came out for LEED Gold. And so I think we can definitely see that to be the standard that GSA is going to be holding bidders to in 2011 for that type of thing. But you're right. Any time that you have an acquisition agency focusing so much on one issue, whether it's sustainability or anything else, there is a concern that other things that the central acquisition agency could be doing for its customers, managing acquisitions, taking care of critical needs for their largest customers like DOD and Homeland Security, might be not getting the attention that they could be. So that's something that is going to have to be balanced out in 2011. Not to say sustainability isn't important. It certainly is, and GSA has done a good job of that. But it also has to be kept within the perspective of the central agency, of the central mission of this agency.